Senior Radio Buffalo, this is News Radio 930 WBEN. Good morning. I'm your host, Joe Chile. A nice Saturday morning, and we welcome you once again. SeniorRadioBuffalo.com is our website if you'd like to listen to some of the shows on demand. Our previous shows are available there. Or in the event that when we get emails from people, they say, you know, we heard a show. Is there any chance you might be repeating a show that aired in May or that aired in April? Well, we don't even have to do that. You can do it and listen to it at your own time. It's very convenient right there, SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. We're pleased to have once again from Severin Development, Alex Will and Bill Severin, and we're talking about Birch Creek Run in Alden. We've done this the past couple of weeks. Questions from people, and we've sold. I understand you sold a couple of them.
Yes, which is they're selling.
Great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good news on that. We're talking about custom patio homes, and I think one of the other things that is a good thing with you folks here is that you're on site, like the builders are on site. So in the event that they want to ask questions, they can certainly do that. We talked about how the homes can be customized. So once again, we've had questions from people on this as to you know, what are you talking about customization? Like the outside, can they be different colors? Yep. On the inside, are we talking about rooms? Are we talking about finishes? Kind of get into that a little bit, if you will.
Oh, exactly, yeah. To start, on the exterior of the home, the style, they're all similar. But you can pick different colors on siding. And then we actually have two different kinds of sidings. Our front elevation is kind of nice. We have a shaker-style siding on the front. So it gives you an option for three colors on the outside, so people can pick and choose a few color schemes. And then we'll also paint your front door any color you'd like. You can also get your windows colored as well if that's part of your design. A lot of people like white windows. But again, if you wanted to go with three or four colors on the outside, you have free range to do that. And then on the inside, again, a lot of different options on flooring, fireplaces, tile. We like to do a lot of tile work, backsplash options. We even have a few layouts for your kitchen to make it more of an open concept with a big island right in the middle, and different paint colors even. We'll paint any room, any color you'd like. And what else? That might be it.
Cabinets.
Oh, kitchen cabinets. We have a free range on kitchen cabinets. And then, again, in that kitchen design, there's a few different options.
Mm-hmm. What about, we haven't really talked about for instance, a backyard. Do these homes have a backyard?
Yep.
And is there an ability to have it fenced or electric fenced? Or you know?
No electric fence. No. But no, each patio home is sold with the option of either a maintenance-free deck, Trex deck, about 8x10 or 8x20, depending on how large. You do have a big option for a deck, and then also a stamped concrete patio. We offer every model, every home can come with one or the other. It just depends on how you'd like to reduce your number of steps. We'd like to make sure that your exterior living space is almost level, so it reduces the number of steps. So depending on which lot you pick, some have the option of being a stamped concrete patio with one step. Others, a little bit higher, you might want to just put a deck on, so you'd be in good shape. But we'd like to provide a level exterior living space, and again, that's either a maintenance-free deck or a stamped concrete patio.
I know I'm going to get the question, so I'm going to ask you guys now, what about pets?
Absolutely. It's a pet-friendly neighborhood. There is an HOA, which is a homeowners association. So there are a few rules and regulations that just keep the community beautiful and private. But absolutely, pets are, you know, are encouraged and welcome. There's a good variety of green space on the site as well. So there's plenty of room to walk your dogs, you know, down the street. And because it's a private street, there isn't any through traffic. We have 21 lots. I've been asked before if we're going to continue the development and add more traffic, but we aren't. It's 21. It's a private community. And really, only the residents and their visitors are allowed on the street.
All right. What about if people want to get into their home, give us an idea of time from start to finish, construction time.
Okay. Well, sitting here in July, we do feel confident that if you're interested, you come see us at one of our open houses, maybe this weekend, from 1 to 4, Saturdays and Sundays. We are confident that we can get you in before Thanksgiving. So
you can spend your holiday in your new patio home with your family.
Yep.
So you're talking, what are we talking, 90, 120 days? Talking to me, you know,
90 to 120 days. Now, you know, again, we like to take that custom approach with each home. So we actually go shopping with our clients. We pick out our tiles. We pick out our kitchens. So as long as we're working with a client that can move through those decisions, you know, at a moderate pace, 90 to 120 days. The only fluctuation in between there is, again, how long it takes just to decide on some of the custom finishes.
Okay. And what about the floor layout once again? We mentioned that. that, and of course the basement once again too.
Well, the floor layout's actually kind of unique. We build these patio homes out of truss systems, okay? So we also build 2x6 construction, gives us a higher R-value insulation on every exterior wall. And the roof is actually only supported by the exterior walls, which makes the interior walls completely customizable. A nice part about that is we can make every doorway ADA compliant, meaning 36 inches in case of a wheelchair or a scooter. Or we can also change one of the homes we just sold. The gentleman wants an office option in the one bedroom. So we're going to be able to customize a few walls around in the front to provide him that option. And again, those walls on the inside can change, but the general layout would remain a great room with your kitchen, which can be completely open, a dining room, family room with a fireplace on the end and a cathedral ceiling, and then a two-bedroom option with two additional bathrooms and a walk-in closet for your master. So within that square footage and that footprint, we have a lot of flexibility on our floor plan.
And then we can always finish the basement as well for additional square footage. It'll approximate to about 1,000 square feet of extra living space, and we believe that we could put a bedroom, a family room, and a full bath in that living space.
All right, so let's, on some of the previous shows, and I want to touch on it once again, Bill Severin, you've been in real estate for 30 years in this area. So in the event that we have individuals that are listening that say, well, you know, I got to go through selling my house, got to see if it's, you know, the value of my house, what the market's like, and then look into the feasibility into moving into a patio home like this. So you can help them in that process.
Yes. Actually, you know, what our normal process is we like to meet with people and try to get a good idea of what they would like to or be able to spend on their patio home, and then try to customize that house to their, not only what they want, but to their budget. Right now our prices are starting, we can build a brand new patio home starting at $269,900. So, comparing that to other areas in Western New York, it's very competitive, and and we feel we have a great product at starting at that price. From that point, if people want to do upgrades, ceramic tile, hardwood floors, maybe upgrade the kitchen, maybe get a little bit nicer appliances. Everybody has those certain things that they're looking for. Then, you know, we can add those things in. So we feel that our average patio home is probably going to be selling for like $275 to $285 once people do some of those upgrades and some of those extras. From that point, then, what we would do is I can come out and look at their home, help them determine the best asking price for it, help them sell that house, you know, a big part of the process too with selling a home, it's not only selling the house, but it's working through that process. You know, people ask, well, you know, do I buy the patio home and then do I sell my house, or do I sell my house first? You know, and for everybody, it's somewhat different. There are different ways to do that, but depending on the amount of equity that they have in their home right now, depending on, you know, how fast they want to be in, you know. Will just mentioned about being in by the holidays. You know, we can definitely do that. There's still plenty of time to, you know, work through the process, get their house sold, and then have their patio home open, or I'm sorry, not open, but have it ready for Thanksgiving or even Christmas. You know, and I think a lot of people are going to be excited about, you know, maybe having their first get together with family at Christmas time, or that time of year.
Well, I think, you know, and you bring up a good point. You know, in the event that people need the equity from their, or need the finances or resources from their original home to help with the patio home, they want to be able to kind of coordinate that in such a way so that there isn't a, you know, this big gap in between. That, I think, is a very big point of the turnkey operation that you have here, because you're not dealing with two separate, you know, individuals.
Mm-hmm. And actually, we can, that's all displayed on our new website. Our website is severin.co, so that's SEVERYN.co. And on that website, it explains the entire process of not, you know, how we just build custom homes, but the process of actually being involved in the community of Birch Creek Run. So it's all laid out in about a 5 or 6 step process, and we encourage a lot of our listeners to go visit that and read that, because it really outlines a lot of the benefits and the process that we try to implement on this community.
Will it talk about the Homeowners Association as well?
Yes, it will. It explains the Homeowners Association, the fact that it's a private community, what condo status truly means for their tax exemption, and really gives them an outline of, you know, how to best make that, you know, that transition. We understand it's a, you know, it's a large transition for our individuals, but we did a very good job on our website breaking that down for our clients so that's simple and easy to understand.
In the event people are visiting your website, I know that we give your phone number out frequently. Now, this is a new website, Severn.com, correct?
Severn.co.
.co.
It's new.
Okay, good. Yeah. Severn.co.
Okay. .co.
.co. Okay.
Yep, .co.
All right. So in the event that they want to ask you questions or writing questions, can they do that right
there? Yes, they can contact us right there. Depending on which page you pick, every page does have a contact page right at the end. And again, we have information on Birch Creek. If you just submit simple information, phone number, email address, we'd be happy to reach out to you with any additional questions that we didn't answer.
And then actually all of our personal information is on that as well. So, you know, we're a family building homes for people. You can reach any one of us. All of our cell phone numbers and personal contact information will be underneath our company bio. So you can read a little bit more about who we are as individuals.
Learn a little bit more about us, I guess.
Yeah, and then and contact us, you know, at your leisure.
All right, let's for the benefit of people that have not gone to your website yet, let's give the phone number a couple of times so then in the event they want to reach you, be my guest, Bill.
Okay, yeah, they can call me anytime. This is my cell number, so I answer my – if I'm – what I always tell people is if I'm not sleeping, I'm working, so call me. My cell number is 818-0207. Again, that's 818-0207. Call me anytime. We'd love to – make an appointment for you to come out to take a look at the community, take a look at our model, and if you don't want to do it that way, please just come out to an open house Saturday, Sundays, or Wednesday evenings, and we'll be happy to show you through the house and answer all of your questions.
Okay, the website once again, Severn, SEVERYN.CO.
Severn.co. Yes.
All right, gentlemen, thank you for joining us once again.
Thank you.
Alex Will and Bill Severn from Severn Development. Senior Radio Buffalo, this is News Radio 930 WBEN.